Welcome to I'm Not Supposed to Be Here, the podcast. Chapter 12.
In this episode, we'll continue where Eddie's story left off, diving into the thrilling and suspenseful events of his trip to Colombia. Buckle up, dear listeners, because this chapter is a roller coaster.
Eddie embarks on a journey to Cali, Colombia, to meet his wife's parents. His wife insists on secrecy, forbidding him from sharing their location or posting on social media. This secrecy sets an ominous tone right from the beginning. What do you think, Lily? Is it just a harmless quirk, or is there something more sinister at play?
It's definitely intriguing, Sophia. His wife's insistence on privacy, her aversion to cameras, her general reticence, it all paints a picture of a woman with secrets. And as the chapter unfolds, those secrets begin to unravel in a rather dramatic fashion.
Absolutely. Upon arriving at the family estate in the Valle del Cauca region, Eddie is awestruck by its opulence. Rolling hills, free-roaming ponies, peacocks, exotic animals in cages, it's a veritable paradise. It also sounds eerily reminiscent of a certain notorious drug lord's estate, wouldn't you say?
Yes, the parallels are striking. Eddie himself draws the comparison to Pablo Escobar's lavish compound, which, in hindsight, is a rather foreboding observation. The sheer scale of the family's wealth is staggering. The father owns a chain of supermarkets, apartment buildings, and a massive arepa factory. It's quite a leap from what Eddie likely imagined.
Indeed. And then there's the small army of security guards that accompany them everywhere. While security might be understandable in a country like Colombia, this level of protection seems excessive, even bordering on paranoid. It's enough to make anyone suspicious.
It certainly piqued Eddie's curiosity. And when he finally voices his questions, his wife's reaction is telling. She takes him aside, away from prying ears, and drops a bombshell that leaves him utterly speechless.
Her father, it turns out, is a former drug lord from the infamous Cali cartel. He spent 16 years in a U.S. federal prison, extradited by the DEA, and is now banned from entering the country. Talk about a family secret. What was your reaction when you first read this, Lily?
I was completely floored, Sophia. It's a twist worthy of the best thriller novels. Suddenly, all the pieces of the puzzle fall into place. The secrecy, the wealth, the security, it all makes sense.
Precisely. Eddie grapples with the implications of this revelation. He questions everything he thought he knew about his wife and their relationship. He feels betrayed and deceived, and understandably so. He shared meals with a former cartel leader without even knowing it. It's a breach of trust on an epic scale.
And let's not forget about poor Crappy, Eddie's ailing dog. Her mysterious illness adds another layer of worry and helplessness to Eddie's already turbulent emotional state. It's a touching subplot that reminds us that even amidst chaos and uncertainty, the bonds we share with our animal companions remain a constant source of comfort and concern.
Absolutely. It's a reminder of the simple yet profound love and responsibility we have for our furry friends. Speaking of responsibilities, Eddie is en route to Holland to rehearse with his band for a series of upcoming shows, including a highly anticipated performance at Disneyland Paris. But his journey takes an unexpected turn.
A bomb threat in Rotterdam throws everything into disarray. His train is canceled, and the possibility of the Disneyland show being canceled looms large. It's a race against time as Eddie and his team scramble to find alternative transportation. The tension is palpable.
The news reports paint a grim picture. A suspected terrorist act, a city on high alert, it's a chilling backdrop against which Eddie's personal drama unfolds. It underscores the fragility of life and the ever-present threat of unforeseen circumstances.
After a nerve-wracking delay, Eddie finally arrives in Paris, just in time for the show. Despite the lingering anxiety and the heightened security, he takes the stage and delivers a performance that transcends the surrounding chaos.
The Parisian audience, still reeling from the recent Bataclan tragedy, embraces Eddie's music with an almost desperate fervor. It's a moment of shared catharsis, but even amidst the triumph, a shadow lingers. Eddie's reflections on payola, the illegal practice of bribing radio stations to play certain songs, add another layer of complexity to the narrative. His conversations with Angela Rodriguez, a seasoned publicist, reveal the deeply entrenched corruption within the music industry. The death threats she mentions are chilling, highlighting the risks involved in challenging the status quo.
His attempts to garner support from fellow artists are met with resistance, underscoring the pervasive fear and reluctance to speak out against this injustice. It's a discouraging reality, but it also fuels Eddie's determination to make a difference.
So what do you make of Eddie's experience in Colombia, Lily? Was his wife justified in keeping her family's past a secret, or did she betray his trust?
It's a complex question, Sophia. On the one hand, her father's past put her and Eddie in danger. On the other hand, withholding such crucial information from her partner created a rift in their relationship. What do you think our listeners would do in this situation?
How will Eddie move forward, personally and professionally?
So many questions remain, leaving listeners craving the next chapter. And what about Paola? Is it a necessary evil in the music industry, or is there a way to level the playing field for independent artists?
We'd love to hear your thoughts on these and other questions raised in this chapter. Join the conversation on our social media channels, and be sure to tune in next week for another captivating installment of I'm Not Supposed to Be Here. Don't forget to watch the award-winning docuseries on Tubi, listen to the audiobook and soundtrack of the motion picture I'm Not Supposed to Be Here. Until next time, keep the music playing, and visit imnotsupposedtobehere.com and tokedekeda.com. And most importantly, join us next time to discover whether Eddie's dream will finally become a reality.